ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ,
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ,
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ,
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ,
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. భగవద్గీత ఇట్ ఈస్ చాప్టర్ 10 టెక్స్ట్ 31 ది ఆపులెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ పేజ్ 478 1031 పవన పవతామస్మి రామశాస్త్ర భృతమహం ఝాషణాం మకరశ్చాస్మి శ్రోతశాం అస్మి జాహ్నవీ. పవన పవతామస్మి రామశాస్త్ర భృతామహం ఝాషణాం మకరశ్చాస్మి శ్రోతశాం అస్మి జాహ్నవీ. పవన పవతామస్మి రామశాస్త్ర భృతామహం ఝాషణాం మకరశ్చాస్మి శ్రోతసామస్మి జాహ్నవీ. పవన ద విండ్ పవతాం ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ప్యూరిఫైస్ అస్మి ఐ ఎమ్ రామ రామ శస్త్రభ్రీతాం ఆఫ్ ది కెరియర్స్ ఆఫ్ వెపన్స్ అహం ఐ ఎమ్ ఝాషణం ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఫిష్ మకర ది షార్క్ చ ఆల్సో అస్మి ఐ ఎమ్ శ్రోతసాం ఆఫ్ ఫ్లోయింగ్ రివర్స్ అస్మి ఐ ఎమ్ జాహ్నవీ ది రివర్ గ్యాంజెస్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూరిఫైయర్స్ యూ కెన్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూరిఫైయర్స్ ఐ ఎమ్ ది విండ్ ఆఫ్ ది వెల్డర్స్ ఆఫ్ వెపన్స్ ఐ ఎమ్ రామ of fishes I am the shark and of flowing rivers I am the Ganges. Pavana pavatam asmi ram shastra bhritam aham yashanam makarascha asmi srutasam asmi jannavi. Purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Very short purport. Of all the aquatics, the shark is one of the biggest and is certainly the most dangerous to man. Thus the shark represents కృష్ణ. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలకాయ చక్షురోన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీస్తం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మాహ్యం దదాతి స పదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పాదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవంశ శ్రీరూపం సగ్రజాతం సహగన రఘునాథ నితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సగన లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖా నితం స. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పదే గోపేశ గోపికాంత రాధకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభాను సుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ కృపాసింధుభ్యవచ పతితానాం పావినేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే గోపాలకృష్ణ గోస్వామీనితి నామినే. శ్రీలా ప్రభుపాదస్య సాహిత్యన్యేన ప్రకాశ వితరణ ప్రచారం కృత్వాన సాధు భగవత్పదాయ తే నమోహం. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త బృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. So thank you very much. Welcome to our Sunday Feast, Love Feast program today. And as you know, Vaisheshika Prabhu is in India now. He may be on the plane. And he's gone to Vrindavan, Giriraj, Govardhan. He'll do his parikrama and stay in the Kartik. So on behalf of his absence, we are representing from ISKCON to try our best to do some service. So today's topic is Bhagavad Gita, this chapter 10, 32, sorry, 31, The Opulence of the Absolute. The reason for choosing this topic is, as you know, today in India, basically today is Vijaya Dashami. And I wanted to wish you all happy Dashera and happy Durgoshav, which is everywhere in India it is observed, but also some part in the Bay Area it is observed also. And just today's day, tomorrow is officially the Vijaya Dashami in America because of the timing zone. So today is the Navami, and tomorrow is the Dashera or the Vijaya Dashami. So here I wanted to focus on what Krishna is saying, Rama Shastra Bhritam Aham. When he is saying that of the wielders of weapons, I am Ram. And we will little bit explore on the topics of Ramayana and the significance of Vijaya Dashami, why Vijaya Dashami is observed, and how Ram killed Ravana. If you remember, I think a couple of years ago, we celebrated Ravan Poda, which is burning the effigy of Ravan in front of our temple. And it was not the gorgeous, but we did small cartoon of Ravan, and we just burned the effigy outside after the program. But due to problems around the neighborhood, we don't want to take risk now. So this year, we don't want to do it. So, but anyway, we from the heart, within our heart, we can do something to burn the lost desires and the greed, the six elements, the material elements within ourselves, burning the power of the sword of the knowledge. Prabhupada has written the book, The Sword of the Knowledge. So by that one, we'll try our best to burn that effigy of Ravana within our heart. Because in four yugas, like Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga, there are four different varieties of, in Satya Yuga, the demons and divine persons, they remain in a different planets itself. And in Treta Yuga, they remain in the same planet but in a different continents. And in Dwapara Yuga, they remain in the same family, like Arjun and Duryodhan. And in Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Kali Yuga, this the divine and the demoniac is found in the same person. So at least we will try our best. So we cannot burn ourselves into ashes, but at least we will burn our the material contamination, the consciousness, into ashes. So the interesting topic is, this is the day in the Vijaya Dashami, it is said that how Lord Ramachandra got victory over King Ravana. And it is said that when he got the victory over Ravana, when he killed the ten-headed Ravana, Dasagriva, and I will give you some example on how his name was Ravana, who gave the name, and how he was killed. Because it is the past times during the Vijaya Dashami, during the Navami or the Durgashtami or Dasera time, we generally specify or discuss more about the pastimes of the Yuddha Kanda. Balmiki Ramayana has written, there are many Kandas. And today is particularly we can discuss about the Yuddha Kanda, also the Uttarakhanda. So in the Yuddha Kanda, when it is said, during this fight, Ramachandra was basically a mendicant, because even though he was a king, he was going to the Ban for the cause of his mother Kaikeyi to get the boon from Dasharatha. So when Ramachandra was fighting with that, it does not make any equal. A king has to fight with the king, an Atirathi has to fight with an Atirathi, and a Maharathi has to fight with a Maharathi. Ravana is having a chariot, but Ramachandra doesn't have. So the king of heaven, Indra, gave him his chariot. And who is his charioteer? King Indra's charioteer name is Matali. So he was there to accompany Lord Ramachandra just for the fight of Ravana. And it is said that when the fight was happening, all the monkeys and the asuras from both the sides, they were not fighting. They were just watching the great fight of Ram and Ravana, because it was so gorgeous, so majestic. So during the fight, there are so many things it happened. He was giving Nagastra, Ravana, when he put Nagastra to Ram. Ram put his, that is called Garudastra. So by the thousands and millions of Nagas come to try to, you know, capture Ram. But Garudastra is basically away from the Naga. So when Garudastra gone, it basically vanquished, counterattack. So there is so many things going on. And one time Ram sent a big fire, which is a weapon, and it just enters into Ravana, and his charioteer, he took him to somewhere else. Ravana is very angry. Why did you bring me here? But at the same time, Rama did not find Ravana. So in the meantime, the rishi called Agastya Muni came, because Agastya Muni, they are very powerful rishis. And Agastya Muni basically told the entire pastimes of Ram Leela again to Ramchandra. That was a discourse. It is mentioned in Uttarakhand that how Agastya Muni told about the pastime. So when Agastya Muni came and he gave him a mantra that is called Aditya Pranayam Mantra, it is said that during this fight, and if you feel tiring or if you feel losing your luster and glow, then by remembering or by praying one time, you can at least perform, you know, regain your victory, regain your own luster. So he gave that mantra. Because earlier days, demons like Ravana and many other demons like Bali, or you can take any amount of the demons, they used to chant their mantras. When I give an example, that when King Ravana went for the entire three worlds to gain victory over the demigods, when he was coming back, he saw that his son Indrajit, or Meghnad, his first son is Meghnad, he was absent, and he was asking where he is. He is doing some worship. And it is interesting that he is doing worship of Vishnu. Meghnad is worshipping Vishnu, and Ravana was very agitated. But Prahastha, one of his ministers, he told them, no, he is getting a lot of things. He got a chariot now, next he will get something. So he is doing. But he did not like the idea that you beg to Vishnu to get something. But anyway, they, by the mercy of Vishnu also, they get so many things. And also in one places it is mentioned the same thing. When Ravana, from two persons he was defeated. When Agastya Muni is describing in the Uttarakhand, he was telling that if Ravana is so unconquerable, how can you tell me that has he been defeated by someone else? Then he said that, as for I remember, he was defeated for many places, but two instances I will give you. One instance is, there is a king named called Krita Vijaya Arjun. And that king, Krita Vijaya Arjun, he was a very powerful king. So he went to have a sports with a beautiful girl in the nearby river called Narmada. And King Ravana attacked his kingdom because he was challenging all the directions. And when he attacked the kingdom, they said that our king is not here. He gone for, you know, summer vacation, like recreation. So why don't you go to the Narmada River? So Ravana came with his all his soldiers to the Narmada River, and he was trying to take bath. And he said that, just imagine, nowadays and compared to the earlier days, he asked all his soldiers, the Narmada River is very holy place. Why not all of you go and take bath to get all your sins counterattack? But I remember a few years ago, if somebody in India, we go to the Ganges River, they say, oh, Ganges is so dirty, you cannot take bath. But at least the demons in earlier days, they have respect to the holy rivers, like Narmada, they took bath. They took bath, they know that they can regain their strength by taking bath there. So after taking the bath, Ravana used to, because he's a Brahmin, he used to chant his Gayatri also. And all Brahmins, as you know, they chant three times a day. The Gayatri is from three sandhyas. One sandhya is in the morning, which is from night to day is appearing, sun is coming. Another sandhya is in the meridian horizon in the noon. And another sandhya is in the evening, which is in the primarily 6 a.m., 12 noon and 6 p.m. So Ravana was doing his Gayatri. And all the times he carries a Shivalingam with him. When Ravana carries the Shivalingam with him, and he said that I wanted to worship Shivalinga, collect me some flowers. So they, his soldiers, they collected some flowers from the nearby mountains, flowers, some flowers. And he started his Gayatri and he started worshipping Lord Shiva. At the same time, this king the Krita Vijaya Arjuna, he was trying to basically test his power, and he was trying to block the flow of the Narmada by his, you know, arrow. Just let me try it. You know, just like if somebody having a try, they wanted to demonstrate that so that, you know, people, you know, encourage them and they get motivated. Because King Kshatriyas has to go to hunt in the jungle and they have to, you know, administer so that they get more virtue and chivalry. So when he was trying to do this one, it was blocked and there was overflow of the water. When the overflow of the water from the Narmada, it is coming, and the flowers of Ravana, it washed away. So when it washed away the flower of Ravana, he was so agitated and he was saying, just find out who is that person is causing this problem with the unnatural flow of the river. Now if you see from Gangotri, have you been to India anyway, Rishikesh to Haridwar, now it comes to Allahabad, and then you come to, you know, some portion becomes Jamuna, but otherwise the Ganges is there. Now in some places in summer it is likely so becoming dry, and most of the places we are putting our chemicals, dumping, so you will not find the crystal clear, and people have different opinion. But the Ganges remains pure irrespective of how dirty it may appear to be. Because Krishna is saying, Srotasam Asmi Janvi, because I am the Ganges. And in that case is when Ravana was primarily, they find out that this is the king which is causing the problem, they attacked him. And during the attack and during the fight, somehow Ravana was defeated. And the Krita Vijaya Arjuna, that king, was trying to rope him around and put him in that, you know, custody. Now you are, what to do? But at the same time, I will just give a brief description of the Ravana's, his family lineage. As you know, Ravana is the son of a great Brahmin, Vishrava. And his father, Vishrava's father name is Pulastya. And Pulastya is son of Brahma. So he is a primarily great grandson of Lord Brahma, Ravana is. But at the time when Pulastya, he heard about that Ravana is been, you know, entrapped in the custody of a great king. Then he came and he said that, oh, I came to you. And he offered his respects, the king. And he said, what do you need? I said that my grandson is in custody of yours. So please release him. I know he is a nonsense, but he is doing all irresponsible behavior. But doesn't matter. Because just see the Brahmanas. And at the time, irrespective of you are an enemy, if a Brahmana says something, kings obey it. Many instances you can see. When King Dhruva was trying to kill all the snakes, all the yakshas, that because he killed his brother. But when Kubera came and tried to say, don't kill them, he listened to them. So that is the divine characteristics. Even if you are doing something, by the instructs of the Brahmin, they get influence. But in this age, we are so perturbed that we don't care, not only to the Brahmin, not only to the elders, to none of them. So when he released them, but this was one instance Agastya Muni was explaining to Ramchandra himself when he was inquiring about in the Uttarakhand. And the second instance he was giving that Ravana was going to all the places. Now he ended up in the king called Kiskindya. Long time ago before Ram was banished or Ram was born even. When Ravana was there in the Kiskindya, he came and he was asking that now I wanted to defeat the king Bali. You know, Bali is elder brother of Sugriv. We call Bali basically. Not Bali is another Bali Maharaj. He is Bali, Sugriv. So Bali was not there. He said that he has gone to southern state of the sea. And Bali is such an influential personality at the time. He can beat in the hammer. He can beat in the soldiers' mountains. It will be crossed. You will be crossed. And the greatest boon he has got is that any enemy who wants to fight with him, all half the energy of the enemy he gets. Suppose if I am fighting, I have 100 horsepower, then 50 horsepower is transferred to Bali. So how will you defeat him? It is likely impossible. Bali is like that. When King Ravana was so, you know, magnanimous, he came and he said that go to the southern city. And Ravana is always very, you know, they are always quick in decision. They firstly said that let's try to go to the southern ocean. And Bali is the only king, only monkey. He does his Gayatri also, because they are also Brahmin, Dvija. They are not Brahmin, they are Kshatriya. But Kshatriya, Brahmins, they are all called also, they are twice born, because they can be, except Sudra. So he does his Gayatri in three, jumping into four oceans. Goes from one ocean, he he does his prayers. Another ocean jump into lost, just like from Pacific Ocean to Atlantic, and from Atlantic to likely Indian Bay of Bengal or somewhere else. He will jump from there. He does his guy. He doesn't do one thing. Just like one jump, he goes there. He's such a powerful monkey. So southern state, he was in the southern ocean. He was doing his Gayatri at the time. Ravana came there. So corner of his eyes, he was just to Gayatri. Generally, when you do meditate, you don't close your eyes. Just to have like in Gita, in fourth chapter, it is mentioned. So when Vali was performing his mantra, at the time Ravana was appearing step by step, and Vali understood, because by meditation power they understand. So he understood why he's coming. So he said that I don't want to disturb him. So when Ravana came, he put him in this like this to Ravana. Let me finish, you be there. So he put him like that, and Ravana was, he cannot move even to single inch. He was so powerful, but he cannot move with the Bali. So he moved to another, he carry him like that, and he moved to another ocean. He goes there and he does his perform his puja, and he goes to four oceans he completed by keeping him like that. After that, he told me, okay, I'm really tired. Then who are you? He said, I am Ravana. And Ravana is very diplomatic. When he cannot defeat him, he will make friendship. Then he was, oh, King Bali, nobody in this world except Vayu and Garuda and another person he mentioned, three different, that can be so powerful in the speed of you. And Bali, you are the third one. Because Vayu, can you imagine the speed of the wind? He cannot. Anuchas Pavan. Can you imagine the speed of Garuda? Ravana is also complimenting that Garuda has the high speed, but at the same time he's demon. But as third one is, he said that Vali, you are the person now, I understand. Then Vali was very pleased by his, you know, when you make a submit and when you try to pacify, you give a kind words. The great man is always satisfied by the kind words, not by any gifts. In the kings, when Indra was coming to, when he did the offense during the Govardhan pastimes, and demigod suggested that he go with the Surabhi cows, cow in the front and you in the back. When Krishna saw the cow, he was little bit, you know, satisfied. So similarly, Vali was satisfied with the Ravana's, his poisonous talk, but his kind words. And he said that we are friends now. And Ravana stayed in Kiskindha for 1 month. For 1 month he was staying there. So it was considered, and Agastya Muni was primarily, he's talking that. And Ramchandra was asking, how come Hanuman, you say that Hanuman is superior to all them. He is superior to Bali, superior to Sugriva, and superior to Angada. Then how could not he even kill Bali? And why Sugriva was suffering? Then he was giving all the instances where Hanuman was caused by the Brahmins when he was causing disturbances to them, that you will not recognize yourself that you have so much of divine power. So he even doesn't know till the time Ram came to him in the jungle, Kishkindya. So this is the two pastimes which Agastya Muni is narrating in the Ramayana. Primarily you follow the Valmiki Ramayana, which will get the exact narration of the descriptions of the Ramchandra. Because if you see, it is 22,000. How many? Ramayana? 22,000, right? 22,000 verses. So similarly, you have when in the Uttarakhand, again, the Agastya Muni is performing, that how, give me some, if he is born in a Brahminical family, Ravana, how was so demoniac? And he was giving an example that how the our 10 sanskaras is very important. In this modern age, we ignore all the things. But he was giving example, Agastya Muni, that at the time of creation, when Brahma created the ocean and then the living beings, at the time, there are two classes of men. They come and shouted in front of Brahma that what we'll do now. So one category is of, say, called Raksha. Raksha means protector. Means Raksha means you protect or you give, you know, protections to the other people. And then the other guys, which is Yaksha, means they said that we wanted to eat. So that's why the Rakshasa, they became from there. And there is two classes of Rakshasa, which is Brahma. It is also in the Brahma Vaivarta Puran, primarily mentioned about this topic, that the Heti and the Praheti, these two Rakshasas, because earlier days the Prajapatis, their primary job is to procreate the generations to continue this population's growth. That's why there are so many calls to Narad Muni by Brahma. If they are going sannyas, they are very troublesome, all the great personalities. So Prajapati, Daksha, given also calls to Narad Muni, because what are you instructions you gave to my son? They are becoming renunciate now. So Prabhupada used to say that to his disciples, that now your parents also curse me, because what are instructions giving? They leave all the material opulence and they are becoming your disciples and now becoming a mendicant beggar. But similarly, when the Prahetis and Hetus, when they got, long story, but finally there is a celestial officer like Hema. When she got married to one of the Rakshasas, they produced a child. By the time when they produce a child, because she wants to have a sense enjoyment, so she unattended to the child and she left. When the child was crying, his name and Parvati and Shiva, he was in the Himalayas. They are traveling across the one, and Parvati, they saw that the child was crying. When the child was crying, it is generally a motherly affection, generally the womanly affections to, you know, stop by and see what's happening. So she requested Lord Shiva that what is happening, why don't you go and have a request to them. So finally when they arrived there and find out that what is the cause of the crying, they saw that there is no mother, there is no parents. So she requested that please maintain. And by the mercy of Lord Shiva, she became youth in 1 second. That person became youth. And they gave him a lot of benedictions, that you are handsome, you are this and you are this. And also Parvati gave benedictions to the Rakshasas, because they know that they may not maintain it. That all the Rakshasas which is there, by the conception, they can produce the kid. They do not need to wait for 9-10 months. And when the kid is born, they can be youth. So there is no crying and diaper change and all. So it is like they gave all the maintenance for them, that, hey, you continue to do this one. So by the Rakshasas, they got this 2 boon from Parvati. But by this one, his name was Shukesa, because he has a long hair and very beautiful. So once he was primarily, you know, having the original from the Rakshasas families, from where the kings and the Rakshasas coming. So from there is primarily the 3 kings like Sumali and the Malyavan and Mali. There is 3 Rakshasas which populated from this king, Sukesha. And Sumali is primarily the father-in-law from Ravanas. Means, let me close this one. Sumali is the father of Ravana's mother. That means grandfather, I mean to say. Maternal grandfather, yes. So when this discussion is going on, Sumali, and there is, you know, long story short, so when he was defeated by Lord Vishnu, they are trying to find out that how we can regain our own opulence, because Lanka was earlier designed for them and they were used to use, but they were again kicked out by the demigods, so they are bereft of everything. When Sumali went and to the king, the earth, he saw that there is a big rishi, that is Vishrava. He is worshipping, and there is a Pushpak Biman from the Kuberas. Kubera has the Pushpak Biman. So when they are having that one, so Sumali approached his daughter, her name is Kaikasi, Ravana's mother's name. So when he approached his daughter that, why don't you go and request that person's and try to be associated with him. So Vishrava, he is the rishi, he was doing his horse sacrifice at the time. The Kaikasi, the daughter of Sumali, she came and she was trying to reveal her intention. But it was the time when he was performing the horse sacrifice, and that is considered the inauspicious time. Just like it happened to Kasyapa and Diti, that's why the Daityas are produced. Daityas, Danavas, Kinnaras, Gandharvas, Rakshasas. Because when Ravana got the boon, he said that I should not be killed by Daityas, Danavas, Kinnaras, Gandharvas, Rakshasas. But I don't care about the animals and human beings, because I don't treat them my competitors. So that's why his boon was later reflected by Lord Ramachandra. But when Kaikesi was introduced by Vishrava, then he said that it is inauspicious time, and it is inauspicious time. So because you have the intentions to unite with me and approach me, so I will definitely benedict you, but all your sons will be demoniac mentality, because in the Sandhya time If somebody has the union and then produce the children, they are basically demoniac mentality. Because that's why they are daityas, because they do not follow the... In the Lord Shiva's boon is that those who do not, like ghostly people, those who do not have body, during the time of the sex in the evening, anybody does, they say that you can enter into their womb. So generally, at the time it is forbidden, but those who do it, then daityas will be produced. Like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha from the Kasyapanditi, irrespective of a great personality. So when Sumali was, he said that I will benedict with four sons, but he was requesting, no, I can have the demoniac mentality sons, so please give me something else. He said that now, but one son of your, the younger son, will be divine character, and that is Vibhishan. Then first thing was born was Ravana. When Ravana was born with 10 head, that's why he's called Dasagriva. 10 head, 20 arms, 10 mouths, with all powerful personalities, everything is trembling when he was born. Then after Ravana, Kumbhakarna was born, and then Surpanakha was born, and then Vibhishan was born. Vibhishan was the, by the benediction of his father, Bishrava, they are, he's very pious. So in this way, the Kayakesi, they are trying to meditate when the only intention of Sumali is, Bishrava is not a demoniac. Bishrava has another co-wife, that is Kubera. He's also father of Kubera. That's what Kubera is, half-brother of Ravana. So when Sumali was injecting all, you know, demoniac things, so they said that now you go to perform austerities. So they go and perform austerities. Kumbhakarna does not have anything he did like 100,000 years. Vibhishan does 5,000 years performance, and he got it. And Ravana was doing, in each 10,000 years, he was chopping up his head, offering to Brahma. Each 10,000 years, imagine 90,000 years, 9 head is gone. 100,000 years, he was about to chop off his head, but Brahma appeared. So, 90,000, that was his austerities. Ramachandra was asking how he became so powerful. Agastya Muni is explaining that in 10,000 years, he was chopping off his head to the offering to the oblations. And by that offering, Brahma appeared at the final offering he was trying to give with the final head, 10 head, right? 9 head is offered now, 10 head is there. When he was trying to offer it, Brahma appeared and he was trying to ask him the boon for the immortality. But he said that I am myself not immortal, what immortality I can give you. But later on when he was saying that the immortality boon, but he was saying, give me that boon that I will not be killed by the Gandharvas, by the Kinnaras, by the Datyas, by the Danavas, by the Rakshasas. But he said that I don't care about the monkeys and, you know, and the human beings, because they are useless. They do not compete to my feet. So when he was asking, he got these benedictions from Brahma. So after benedictions, he again regained all his 10 head. So when he regained all his 10 heads, then he came back to this one. But by the time, demigods did a trick to Kumbhakarna. So when they did a trick to Kumbhakarna, because when Kumbhakarna was about to ask his benediction, all the demigods are very furious, because he said that this Kumbhakarna, before even going to this austerity, he killed 20 apsaras in the kingdom of Indra, and he has vanquished thousands of the demigods just by grabbing and eating them. So he said that this person will be completely disastrous if he gets certain boon. So how to handle that? So they did a trick. They said that, then Brahma asked Saraswati. Then he said that, Saraswati, this is my commandment, that you go and sit in the voice of Kumbhakarna. By the trick, when Kumbhakarna came into this voice of, Saraswati came in the voice of Kumbhakarna, then Kumbhakarna asked, oh my Lord, give me the benedictions that I will sleep forever. Blessings upon you. So by that things, when Kumbhakarna got that one, he was blessed by that you will get the blessings for sleeping. But later on he realized, oh my God, what I asked. These demigods tricked me. But somehow, the 6 months or something, they were about to, you know, provide that Kumbhakarna came back in. And Vibhishana asked that I wanted to continue with my path of virtue and the dignity of the path of truth. And he was blessed. And he said that, also give me the benedictions that without learning the Brahmastra, I can be able to use that Brahmastra. And he was benedicted with that. So once they came back into their home with their all powerful, but Ravana was still not demoniac. When Sumali come, and Sumali is his like grand father, right, Maitreya's side. He was a demon, Rakshasa. When he came in and he was trying to teach Ravana that now it is time that go and kidnap Kubera because he is now ruling Lanka. Lanka is yours. But Ravana said, why should I go there? He's my brother. Ravana was giving such reply. He's my brother. Why should I go there? Just by imagining, that's what Mahaprabhu always says, that do not associate with the Vaishnava. Do not associate with the Vaishnava. Do not associate with the Karmij. Because by that things, even the greatest Pandit can be also bewildered. So when this same thing is happening, Sumali said, but his minister Prahastha, they were saying, just remember, same thing happened when Kashyap Muni has produced Diti and Aditi. They are also half brothers. But they fought. Hiranyakashipu took everything. You do one thing, you just send a note to Kubera. What is his reply? Let's wait. But all these replies gone. But you know, demoniac mentality, once it is done, how good your reply may be, how good your instruction may be, it will appear to be bad. So Ravana was agitated and he was trying to go and attack Kubera's house. But Kubera, by his great humbleness, he left and he gave. But when he gave back, but still Ravana was not satisfied and he went to Kubera's planet and he said that, I will take your Pushpak Biman. Pushpak Biman is such a Biman now in the material scientists also, they cannot produce. Because can you think of any Biman, any aeroplane you can make, which can go by your mind's will without any fuel? If your mind wants Pushpak Biman, if you say that, go to me Kailas Parbat, go to me Himalaya, it will take you there without stoppage. If you say that, go to me there, it will take you there. So not single in our material advancement, which we can produce such kind of things which has been there in the Vedic ages. So if you see, by going through this Ramayana, by understanding Agastya Muni when he was explaining to Ramachandra about the glories and about the austerities, how he performed the demoniac mentality like Ravana, and how he gathered so many varieties of opulences. This is one of them. In the Uttarakhand, it's primarily described. And generally, in the Vijaya Dasmi, if you glorify the defeat of Ravana by glorifying King Ramachandra, whatever a king, he can gain victory over his enemies. A person who is infamous can gain his famous. A person who also having poor, he gain wealth by remembering, by talking, by discussing the Ram Yuddha Khanda or Uttarakhanda. And this day of Vijaya Dasmi, one gets more strength, more power. That is the verdict of Agastya Muni, he is saying. And when Ravana kidnapped the Pushpak Biman, he got, and whenever he was traveling all these areas, then whenever he sees a beautiful woman, he killed all relatives, he killed everyone, he kidnaps the girls. So he was going, and in the Pushpak Biman, there are so many girls accumulated, and he was coming back to his kingdom. And when Bibhishan said, why are you doing this? You will get all sinful reaction. And this girl is, they are cursing them, because you are doing us, anyway, evil devastation will cause by women. They are causing them to death. Then finally, when Ravana was flying over the Himalaya mountains, he saw there is a beautiful lady. What is her name? Vedavati. So when Vedavati was worshipping, Vedavati was the daughter of a rishi, and she was personified Vedas. But a lot of demigods wanted to marry, but his father doesn't want her father. So somehow King Sambhu killed his father, killed her father, and then her mother entered into the trance. And the Vedavati was worshipping Narayan to be, because her father thinks that only suitable persons of Vedavati is Narayan, none other than Narayan. And Narayan, when he was suitable for that, demigods also, you know, hankering for that. But somehow King Sambhu killed her father and she was doing meditation. But Jare Rakhe Krishna Tare Mare Ke, Jare Mare Krishna Tare Rakhe Ke. Krishna wants Narayan Vedavati to be his eternal consorts, he can. So when Vedavati was performing, Ravana was flying with his Pushpak Biman and he saw that there is a beautiful girl in the jungle, in the Himalayas, worshipping. And he came down and he was saying, why are you doing all these things? Your job is to be in the palace, not in the Himalayas. But she said that, yes, I am worshipping, I am meditating or doing my austerity to get a husband, Narayan. He said, Narayan? Me? I am Ravana. Why you go? Vedavati was likely trying to curse him that, do you know what you, I never seen such a person who is rebuking Narayan. But Ravana, he turned his hair of Vedavati like this. But by her mystic power, she can cut off with the sword of the hair, and she became separated from Ravana. But she could have killed Ravana, but the Brahmana never kills. If you remember, Vishwamitra, Vasishtha, when they are doing yajna, they call a Kshatriya. Even though they are very powerful, they are more powerful than a Brahmana, more powerful than a Kshatriya, but they don't engage in killing business. It is Kshatriya's business. So even though she is a ascetic, she is doing her meditation, Vedavati, when Ravana keep like that, but she chopped off her hair by a mystic power and separated out. But because she was contaminated by such words or such intention of Ravana, she has to be, you know, going to the trance of burning herself into ashes. But before that, she said that, because I cannot curse you also, because if I do cursing, then I will lose my meditative austerity energy, and my intention or my consciousness will be lower down. So he said that, but I will again reappear and again cause you your devastation. And she born into a lotus flower. But Ravana was so intelligent, she captured that lotus flower again, and she put him, and she brought it back to Lanka with the Vedavati. But her ministers and all, they are very wise. They said that it might cause devastation, just throw him out. Then Ravana was a little afraid when he listens to his ministers, like Prahastha, Sumali, and many others. So when he was saying that one, so what he did is he threw his Vedavati into the ocean. And that Vedavati, when he was throwing into the ocean, it entered into the king of Maithila, sorry, king of Vidarbha, that is Janak Maharaj. When he was doing leveling his ground, that time he found this lady. And that is same Vedavati reincarnated as Mother Sita, or called Janaki. So from the king of Janak. This is a very beautiful pastimes. So how Vedavati and how Ravana's, all the pastimes are correlated, and it goes into one to the another like a ripple. So similarly, when Ravana again got the curse from many demons, then he was, sorry, many women, different curses. But when he went again to the king Maya, you know, Maya Danav, he was also in the pastimes of Krishna, and he did the Indraprastha for Pandavas. And that same Maya Danav was very powerful demon. He got some boon from Krishna also. But at the same time, the Maya Danav, I think he's the father of Mandodari, who got his brother and father, then he gave Mandodari to Ravana and he got married to Mandodari. So in this way, Ravana has all the different pastimes. But finally, when Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana at the days of Vijayadashmi, which is yet to tomorrow, but it will be also today in India. In this Vijayadashmi, generally we do burning the effigy of Ravana. Because by burning the effigy of the Ravana, you basically killing your all the demonic mentality within your heart, within your mind, and focus on Krishna Mati Rastu. By focusing on Krishna or Ram, there is no difference. Because by focusing on Krishna or by focusing on Ram is the same thing. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in this in Navadip Mayapur, same Vijayadashmi, he was after the Rath Yatra, the Bengal devotees used to go to Odisha. They stay for 3 months. They stay with Mahaprabhu. Nowadays also, currently a lot of Bengalis, they go from Bengal to Odisha to attend the Rath Yatra festival. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was becoming in the mood of Hanuman, and he was like ecstatic. What is the rascal Ravana I will kill now? He was coming with the, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the devotees around him, they are clapping, yes, Jai Ram Chandra ki. Like, that is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is displaying, exhibiting such qualities. And similarly, when there is a great devotee who is incarnation of Hanuman, was Murari Gupta in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes, Murari Gupta, he said to Murari Gupta that, Murari, you don't love Shyam Sundar? So beautiful, having a flute and dancing with the gopis, such a sweet smile, and Kostuba, gem, so many things, lotus flower. You don't love Murari, you don't love Krishna? Oh, I love. But in that same night when Murari Gupta was going, she was crying. Because he's Hanuman incarnation, he has complete dedications to Lord Ramachandra. And he was, again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to, you know, bring his mind to Krishna. She was very worried that I given my head and mind and hearts to Lord Ramachandra. How can I give it to Krishna again? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to prove him that love Krishna. So one night he could not sleep because he was thinking that I love Ramachandra, I will continue to love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking me to love Shyamasundara, I love also, but again, you know, I love Ramachandra. So the next day he came and surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is my great misfortune that I cannot oblige to you because Ramachandra is my heart and soul, my life and soul. Because without that, I cannot even think of anything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. I wanted to test you, that whether you, how much love you have for Ramachandra. I am not chasing you, but I am teasing you, just like, you know, brothers and all. So Mahaprabhu's this pastime is very uncommon activity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever he is doing pastimes with all his devotees, all his disciples, then you can find out that how greatness, the intense mood and the emotions is very difficult to understand. Because when Daksha, when he was offering the Hansagriha prayers in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayer, it is said that, what is said? That all the Vedic hymns, the rituals, the sacrifices, all this is a part of the limbs, part of the body. And this is the results or the pious activities you obtain by performing a rituals or performing a sacrifice. And that is the spiritual emotions of the devotees. In the Hansagriha prayers, if you see, the Daksha has described the prayers to Lord Narayan. We see Lord Narayan as 400. Have you seen Lord Narayan as 1000? Yes. 1000 Narayans appeared in front of Daksha. Narayan can be unlimited, right? He is Virat Purusha. He is 4 hands, 10 hands. He can have 2 hands. But there is all bona fide, which is described in Guru Shastra Sadhu Tritya Karye Bhakya Aikya. Can you go, Prabhuji? So, is Aarti ready, Prabhuji? Aarti? Maybe 5 minutes. Okay. So, can you go there, Balram? Go outside. So, just... yes, Hare Krishna, go there. I just wanted to say that how my final conclusion, maybe in 5 minutes, that if you remember, in Prabhupada has given, just like you see, we have never read Ramayana. How many people have read Ramayana? If you read Ramayana, you've gone through or heard about Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana or something. So in our Hindu literature or in Sanatana Dharma, if you see, there are varieties of literature from starting with, let's say, the Vedas, 4 Vedas. Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Athar Veda, Sam Veda. So if you see that if in your lifetime in 100 years or 60 years or 70 years, if you wanted to continue, if you have 10,589 verses in Rig Vedas, which is the Aranyaka, Vyaharthis, and the verses. And then if you see the one in the Yajur Veda is 3,988, let's say 4,000, I'm calculating. And Sam Veda we have 1,549, and Athar Veda we have around 6,000. So culminating all, we have around 20,000 plus or more than that. Again, if you see Mahabharata and Ramayana, we have 100,000 plus 24,000 in Ramayana, and 18 Puranas, Harivansa Puranas, all the things. What do you get it? In a lifetime, it is very difficult to even, in the Vedas, in Athar Vedas or Yajur Vedas, there is no such description. Just one statement, you need to understand from there. And that's why the Smritis and the Puranas are coming. When the Smriti Puranas like Upanishads and all. So in this one, if you see, what is the conclusion? Prabhupada gave, Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam, Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva. Means Eko Shastram, what is that Eko Shastram? This Bhagavad Gita. If you remember this Bhagavad Gita, and he's saying, Eko Mantra Tasya Namani Yani, Karmapi ekam tasya devasya seva. So this fourth thing he has given the conclusion. You have all these varieties of Vedas, Upavedas. Upavedas is like Ayurveda, Gandhara Veda, and so many. Then you have the Puranas, you have the Mahabharata Vedic epics, then you have the Vyahirtis, Aranyaka, and so many things. By this one, what is the conclusion you get? Ekam Sastram Devaka Putra Eka. Who is the Bhagavan? Krishna, who is Devaka Putra. And Ekam Sastram is Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by Devaka Putra. And then Eka Mantra Tasya Namani Yani, which is this mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Karma Api Ekam Tasya Devasya Seva. And there is only one service, that is devotional service to the Supreme Lord. By following, this is the conclusion given, these four things. If somebody remembers these four things, then by Devaki Putra is the only one, and Devaki Putra has the only Shastra, that is Bhagavad Gita, and there is only one mantra. If I refocus in my life, just imagine 10,589 mantras I give you. Which it sounds good. You can go ahead and choose which mantra to apply, and if you do in a reverse order, then there is so much of negative effects and so much of things. But this mantra, Eka Mantra Tasya Namani Ani Karma Ekam Tasya Devasya Seva. By performing the devotional service, you get everything. Because if you read in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita, it is said that a person who is performing devotional service, he is not bereft of dana, he is not bereft of sacrifice, he is not bereft of austerities. He get everything. And by this purport, by this understanding, if you have implicit faith on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and Srila Prabhupada, and taking this mantra and chant throughout the Namami or Dasera or any times in the life, any time in this year, you'll be successful. Hare Krishna. And before that, if you have any questions, I will definitely take.
Veda. Hey, Anshita, what happened? Why are you?
Yes.
And no talking. Okay.
Sorry, can you give the mic?
Veda, now what is ocean?
The question is, during the churning of the ocean, milk ocean, for they get the Amrita, and it says that the Devas become immortal after drinking the Amrita. But Brahma is mortal. Is that true? Or what's the correct definition of that? Because Brahma himself says, I'm not immortal. But the Devas, they got the Amrita, and they are saying that they are immortal. So are they really immortal?
Yeah. It's a good question. So Prabhuji is asking that by the churning of the ocean milk, they got so many things. Ravadhasi, Uchisrava, Harsha, and varieties of things. In addition to that, they got the Amrita also. So he's saying that by drinking the Amrita, it becomes immortal. And how come Brahma is mortal and the demigods become immortal? So the answer is, in calculations to the number of years, in the calculation of the entire yuga, like kalpa, vikalpa, and mahakalpa, with these calculations, you remain. For example, if you have the life of Brahma is 1 billion years, let's say 8,36,000,000,000,000 years, almost more than a billion years of his one day. So what that means, immortal is, till the time of the dissolutions of the Brahma, they are never being killed. And by Amrita, it is not that one characteristics you go, maybe a person a disease, but he is living billions, what is the use? By drinking Amrita, you regain your strength, your memory, your virtue, as it is entire your lifetime by the demigods. So that it doesn't mean that after the dissolutions of the 100 years of age of the Brahma, it is not that they are not dissolutions. But there is a chances of they will go back to Godhead. So the immortality here is, in comparison to these, the greater time, which is mentioned in the Vedas in comparison to the Brahma sage. Abrahma Bhuvanala Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. It is saying that in the same verses, if you're saying that Sahasra Yugya Paryantam means four yuga is Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. And 100 of such yuga, combination of such yuga, is one day of Brahma. And one yuga is 432,000 years, Kali Yuga. And 2^1 multiplied by 2 is 864,000 is Dwapara Yuga, and then again 100,000. So similarly, in comparison to this, it becomes infinity. Suppose I said you're asking billions, billions of, count the number of sands in the ocean. It's likely billions and trillions. So in that means it is infinity. So in that Amrita, immortality in the sense that till the time of dissolutions, they have less impact. So it doesn't mean that their immortality completely, that after the dissolutions, they also remain. But the soul is anyway immortal. In one sense, you can prove that the soul, Mahavimansa Jiva Loko, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 15:5, Shloka, it is saying that Jiva is Sanatana. In other words, you can say that I am eternal, irrespective of I drink nectar or doesn't matter.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Sunday feast program here on this day of Navami. We understand tomorrow is Vijaya Dashami as it leads to Dasara. And nice to see a large turnout on this warm day here in San Jose. Firstly, we'd like to thank tonight's speaker, who is Bali Mardan Prabhu, for bringing us the Krishna Katha, or rather the Ram Katha, here today, this evening. Thank you very much for that. And also for tonight's Kirtan. Thank you.